Hey everyone, and welcome to another.
You have like child PTSD.
Hey everybody. Well, that is your welcome to today's Wednesday podcast. This is Matt and my beautiful wife and co-host Heather, as we talk about the wins we've had in our life. I'm so sorry. The wins we've had in our life, because the reason Heather and I do this, I'll be honest, is because positivity is such a powerful tool for us mentally, physically, emotionally, and most importantly, spiritually. That's why every Wednesday morning, Heather and I do this. And that's why you hear, well, we don't do this on Wednesday mornings. We do it on Tuesday nights. We're going to jump right into today's podcast. This is podcast number like 47, but season 3, episode 3. Last week we had kids. Yeah. We're trying new stuff this. Hey, by the way, here's a win. I've started to be able to control our digital sign for the church. That's fun. And so guess what tomorrow's sign is going to say? Have a great Wednesday, W-I-N-S day. I'm pumped about that. That is an interesting thing. Digital signage. How do you do digital signage?
What do you mean?
Would you quit playing the game? Anybody else out there play the New York Times games? Because I introduced Heather to them. And they're fun. And yeah, so big win for me lately is I now am able to control the sign at our church. That's awesome. I don't know why that's such an awesome thing, but it's fun. And so our church building is in a school zone too. And so we get, we're trying to like strategize. So 2 times a day, we have people have to slow down to 20 miles an hour. But we have a massive highway. So, like, there's a whole nother side that ain't nobody seeing what is on our thing. But, yeah, I don't know. What do you put on your signs? I don't know. We just, so, like, tomorrow I have two.
Pinterest shows me all the church sign fails that are really funny.
But those are the ones that, like, you, what we did in Alabama, where you have, like, the little letters.
Yeah.
That would not work on the road we have. Yeah. People fly past that.
Yeah.
Our sign needs to be like triple the size it is. For everybody to, we need that big old billboard that's right past everything. But besides that, what other wins do I have? It snowed this past weekend. Well, kinda. It iced and snowed a little bit. So we had to cancel our services. That's not a win.
No.
But it was a win in the sense that my whole family went to the church building still that morning. And we worshiped in our massive auditorium with like 6 people. And one of them was a visitor. How cool is that?
Yeah, that was pretty neat.
It was interesting. Some lady just came in and was like, are y'all not having services? And we were like, I mean, we are virtually, but for everybody else that's here. So you're here. Well, come on. So that was cool. And, my biggest win was I get to be a part of a third Monday workshop preachers meeting yesterday. That is awesome. That is super fun. It's like 20 old guys, old preachers that get together and I get to be with them. And there's a couple of us younger guys that are there. And that is a blessing in my life is old people who have wisdom on the current position that you have. So, it was really fun. We got, if you're a Clarksville or Nashville person, we got some Parlor Donuts, and they were a massive hit. Mm-hmm. We got to host it at the congregation building that I'm at. And
I don't think I can hear mine as well.
Okay.
Can you turn mine up? Or am I loud enough in yours?
There you go. Now okay. Talk. Okay. So now Heather's talking. Okay. So I got parlor donuts and I got 2 dozen assorted and they are massive, but they're like massive croissants. I don't understand. They're fried croissants. And so they were, I got them fresh, like 7 a.m. called them, said, can I get 2 dozen assorted? And they're like, sure. How fast do you need them? It was funny because one of the guys was like, good night. You'd have spent like a ton of money on these, because there's a place in Nashville that apparently is like $9 a donut.
What?
Yeah. And I'm like, oh, they did not cost $9 a donut. And you get a deal if you get 2 dozen. So,
oh, okay.
Wasn't terrible. It was like $58. I mean, that's a lot for donuts, but.
You know what's expensive?
I could have done one Krispy dozen. Kreme. I could have done 1 dozen donuts. And yeah, remember that one time we got 3 dozen donuts from Krispy Kreme?
It was like $80. Yeah. $80 or $90. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Bootleg donuts.
Yeah.
Let's rank donuts.
Okay. Shipley's.
Shipley's is probably number one.
Yes. Daylight Donuts is number two.
What is your go-to donut order?
Classic glazed or the twist. The long twists.
Yeah.
The glazed twist. I don't know why.
What about kolaches? Are those donuts?
Yeah, but we need to clarify what a kolache is because Pinterest is very messed up. Kolaches are a sausage or something like
ham.
Yeah. Like jalapeno cheddar.
Yeah.
Sausage wrapped in.
Is it wrapped or is it inserted?
Well, it's inserted and it's like cooked inside a roll type dough.
Bun type thing.
Or just
it's delicious.
Or it's just donut. What was that?
It's like air in my esophagi.
But it, or it's like donut dough that's not glazed. Interesting. So that is what we understand a kolache to be, but Pinterest keeps saying that a kolache is a cheese Danish, and that is not correct.
Uh-oh, I see someone coming.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, the little Josie. Are you okay, Josie? Okay, so, yeah, kolaches at Shipley's. Shipley's Donuts is awesome, and I didn't know Shipley's was anywhere but where I grew up, so that was cool to see. But what do we used to have near Denver? Yummy. Yummy's Donuts was good.
Yeah.
Or it was in Denver, not near Denver, but Yummy's Donuts was good. What about, okay, would you rather have a kolache, a bagel, or a donut?
A donut.
Well, okay.
Do you feel okay? Poor Josie came home sick today. From school, and her whole class, a majority of the class has the flu or something.
One person has the flu.
Well, she said.
But a lot of kids got sent home today. But Josie has been playing all day, so. And the fun part about all of this is that we're going to Disney in 6 days. So if she gets the flu and we start passing the flu around, it could be interesting. But we did find out today we could, if she does get it, we can get a family like Z-Pak Tamiflu thing. But yeah, so Parlor Donuts was, it was clutch. It was awesome. It had a, we got 2 dozen and I'm pretty sure we ate 6 total donuts. I gave a whole box pretty much to the childcare.
Are you serious?
Yeah, and then. The other ministers that I work with saw the opportunity of the box on my desk, and I think they did some damage to it. So,
I want to go to Parlor Donuts just to go in there.
Yeah, I mean it's like an old service station place, like an old oil change place. So they've got 2 roll up doors, and it's good. They have a. Like, no one was there when I went the other day. So, it's kind of in a weird spot, too. Okay, we're going to go put Josie to bed, and then we are going to continue this episode. Chirplinky. And we're back. Welcome to the Wednesday podcast. So I was just looking up the snow in southern Alabama. We have not gotten that much snow up here. But they're getting like 6 inches in Mobile. So that's impressive.
That's wild.
That is wild. That would shut the state down.
Yep. My friend think it did.
Georgia.
I was trying to decide if I was going to say South Georgia or just Cairo, Georgia, because I didn't know if anybody would even know where that was.
Cairo, Georgia, South Georgia. Like, way down south. Like, south-ish, west-ish.
But she sent me photos of, like, big old chunks of snow falling.
Wow.
So, that's impressive.
It is impressive. And I'm tired of snow on or rain and snow on Sundays. I need to get rid of that.
It's always raining on Sunday.
Yeah, why what in the world? It's just Satan trying to get us.
It's only on Sunday.
Satan trying to bring us down. So, did you have any wins, Heather?
Yes.
Okay, Heather has some wins.
It's a food win.
Okay.
Publix salmon tuna poke bowls.
Okay. And whatever we had tonight, those little...
The spring rolls?
Spring rolls were delicious. They were like fresh...
They were so
freshly
good.
Cooked spring rolls, but they were packaged interesting. They were in like a bubble packaging, and it really freaked out the cashier lady. She was like, "What is wrong with these?" And I was like, "They were all like this, so I think they're okay." And she was like, "We need to bag this one separately." And so the little girl bagging it, like, she even looked at me. She says, "I'm going to tie this up for you just in case it explodes." And I was like, okay.
It's just spring rolls. Yeah.
I was like, I'm pretty sure it's just the packaging. They don't want to have them destroyed.
I really want to go eat at Duke's Thai food. And I really want to go eat at that Royal Indian.
But Duke's Thai food, it's not Thai food.
Yes, it is.
Duke's Thai food. I'm thinking of that Dozo place.
I know, not that.
That's Japanese steakhouse.
Yeah, I want to go to Duke's Thai food, okay. And I really want to go to that Royal Indian buffet.
You may want to separate those out, not eat them back to back.
Yeah.
We had some... butter chicken bag recipe. It was okay. It was a little tangy though.
I like the
more savory. That was a little, there was some weird.
It was weird.
There was an interesting tang. Are you okay?
I'm freezing.
It is cold in this house.
It's because we have a sliding glass door. I think it just looks...
I don't think that's it. I think it's just going to be 2 degrees outside tonight.
Are you serious?
Yeah. It's a low of 3 tonight.
Should I turn the heat up? Upstairs or no?
I mean, all of our heat downstairs is going upstairs.
Yeah, but it's freezing in those rooms.
Yeah, so we have a fireplace in our house, and it's in the living room. The living room is literally central in our home. And this fireplace puts off so much heat. The only bad thing is it all goes upstairs.
Yep.
It rises very quickly. And I don't know how you fix that. I don't think you do.
I don't think we can.
What are the two little buttons to the far right? There's like a 1- and then a 2-. I wonder if that's a fan underneath it. Maybe not.
I don't think so.
But it is really hot. But then it really like warm. And our thermostat is pretty close. It's in the living room area. So the thermostat gets really hot. And so it shuts the heat off to the whole house or to the whole downstairs. Well, then our room becomes freezing cold. And then every other part of the house becomes freezing cold.
Yep.
But I'm thankful for that fireplace. That thing is awesome. That thing saves a lot of money on some heating because it may be 2 degrees outside, but we can turn that fireplace on and it will be smoking hot in this house.
Yeah.
Or in the living room, at least. But another cool thing about the house we live in, I like this idea. Whoever this builder is did a great job. They put heaters. They put vents underneath that come out underneath all of our sinks.
Yeah.
So every time you stand next to a sink, it's really warm floor.
It's wonderful.
It's really smart.
And
like in our bathrooms, in our kitchen.
And when you open the cabinets and pull something out, they're warm. Like everything inside your cabinet is warm.
Neat. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we really do not want to get sick.
I'm kind of stressing over it.
I would not stress over it.
But now I'm going to be the one that gets sick.
Just don't stress over it, please.
I know.
It's literally okay. Just drink some vitamin C and prepare your body for it. I'm fine. I'm going to be fine. I'm literally around snotty kids every day, so I think I've built up an immunity now. I have been doing air fives lately, though.
What
during
is that?
Chapel.
Oh.
They're all like, Mr. And I'm like, everybody air five on three. One, two, three, air five. And then I walk away.
Yeah.
But it is really cold in Tennessee right now. But we're good. So we had, what was that? Donut conversation.
Yes, we were talking about donuts.
We're good on the donuts.
What is your favorite donut place? Krispy Kreme, Parlor Donuts,
Shipley's.
Shipley's.
If I'm just trying to...
Daylight Donuts.
If I'm trying to do a Yummy Donuts, what was the other place? Well, Yummy's is not a chain. What's another one? Dunkin'. I mean, it's a donut place.
Dunkin' is gross.
Walmart Donuts, Publix Donuts.
No.
I don't know of any other chain donut places.
Other than Daylight?
And Dunkin'.
Yeah, I don't either.
Interesting. Do you like jelly-filled or cream-filled? Bavarian cream-filled?
I do sometimes.
Custard-filled?
I like jelly-filled sometimes. I have to be in the mood for it.
Chocolate-filled?
No.
Mustard.
What?
That'd be cool if you had like a kolache with mustard in it.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it would probably just bake into it.
Probably. That's amazing, though. Like the Shipley's Donuts near us, it opens
at 4.
4:30. That is early to be cooking some donuts.
What time do you have to be there to make donuts?
I'm assuming they're probably there even earlier. And they're open till... When are they open till?
Forever. All day.
No way. They're open till 3 p.m.
I know.
That's almost a 12-hour shift. Good night. Every day, 4:30 a.m. Not one day off. Sunday, 4:30 a.m. to 2 p.m.
Wow.
Monday through Friday, 4:30 a.m. to 3 p.m. That's wild. But I'm sure they stopped making donuts at some point.
Yeah.
And they have all the dough ready for the next morning, and all they have to do is come in and get the fryers going.
I don't know. I would love to go spend the day in a donut place, see how it works.
Do you think they live in there?
No.
What was the place in Alva that we used to go to?
They like donuts, but now it's something else. It's called like Palace Donuts or something. I don't know. It's weird. That's sketchy. They changed their name, but it's still Daylight Donuts.
Didn't they used to like bring donuts from Woodward or somewhere? It was a Daylight Donuts in Woodward. They used to bring donuts to Winoka. That was funny. Yeah. Okay, are you a sweet breakfast or a savory breakfast? Would you rather have biscuits and gravy or...
French toast.
Okay. That's kind of a mixture, though.
I like French toast.
Yeah. So, oh wow, 20 minutes already? Good night. Okay, so what I want to do you have any more wins? I've been drinking some what have you been reading lately?
Oh, okay. So, Habits for a Sacred Home by Jennifer Pepito. And then we're both reading, again, 10 Ways to a Stronger Marriage.
Is by Trey and Lee Morgan.
Yeah.
Is the Jennifer Pepito, is she one of those homeschool people?
Yes. She also wrote a book called Mothering by the Book, which is amazing. She just uses living books to show you things about mothering and why you should read.
Like Classical Conversations.
Kind of, but no.
Okay.
But kind of. But yeah, she just uses stuff from books to teach you things about mothering and stuff.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's really cool.
I'm also reading 80 Days Around the World, around the Bible. Around 80 Days Around the Bible by John Mark Hicks. And it's an interesting book. It's like each day is a different time period. And it's a, he's writing pretty much from Genesis to Revelation in 80 days. And he's taking big chunks and showing you how everything fits in. And it's good. It's very interestingly worded. He uses a lot of big academic words sometimes, sometimes not. But it's really cool. There's some really good points and good things to learn about.
I have a question.
What?
Do my eyes cross when I'm trying to, like, look at you? Because ever since I got new contacts and I can't see again, but a win is that I'm going to the eye doctor again on Friday.
I've never met somebody who struggles with their eyes so much. She was like, yeah, I got contacts. And then, like, 2 weeks later, I don't think I can see. And I'm like, do you, like, freak out when you're in these places and you're just like, I can see, yes, two, one, that looks clearest. And they're like, okay.
Yes. Well, now
that's the problem. Heather's not, this is a good thing, but she's very, I don't want to say indecisive because that seems like a negative word.
Well, the thing is it's
she's
different.
A long time decision maker.
I think
when the eye doctor is trying to force her into being a short-term decision maker, she freaks out. And she's like, two, four, sorry, I don't know, go back to three. And so her prescription's always messed up. Astigmatism, I don't know. So...
accurate.
We're just driving down the road and she's like, can you read that sign? I'm like, yeah. And she's like, huh. I can't.
When I called and left my message on the doctor's office voicemail.
Oh, they're probably like, oh no.
Well, the girl, she didn't only call me back, she texted me too. I like it here. The people here text you. The doctor's offices will text you.
Yeah.
Like, it's so nice. But when I left my voicemail, I was like, hey, so I was there like almost a month ago. And I thought that I was going to just adjust to a new prescription. And it turns out, I really can't see anything. I can't see the signs of road signs or like street signs until I'm past them.
That'd be really that'd be really hard to see past them.
Like as I'm going past them is when I see them. And that doesn't help me with driving in a place where I still don't know where I'm going. So I need some help. Is that normal? Not normal? Like what is this new world of contacts? What are you allowed to see with contacts?
What are you allowed to see? Everything else we blur. It's like a movie or something, or like videos where they blur things out.
But now I'm like, I can't see the screen at church either. And then I can't see the paper in front of me or my books and stuff. And I'm like, I might as well just take them out. I told her, I was like, it's not much better without them as it is with them.
Get out of here.
I was like, I mean, it's better enough I can make it somewhere, but I mean I wouldn't be confident in riding with me, just saying. But
how did you tell them, yes or no?
I told him 1, 2, 3, 4, yes, no. I told him red, green. But then he did ask me this one question. And it was, okay, there's going to be two images. Make sure they're not overlapping. And I'm like, wait, the whole box or just the image? And now I think that's where I messed up, because I was too, like, I need you to be extremely specific right now. What cannot be overlapping?
Poor child.
The little domino cubes overlapping or the whole box is overlapping?
I have not done an eye appointment in a long time. The last time I had an eye appointment was when we lived in Denver.
I think you should go.
I see fine.
You should go.
I'm good.
You should go.
No. Did we ever go to an eye doctor in South Dakota?
Yes.
No.
I did.
Maybe I did. Who would have been the eye doctor up there?
I think we did.
I don't think I did.
I'm pretty sure. I don't really remember
anymore.
So that's my excitement. I've been packed since December to go to Disney, but I did a video on Instagram.
Okay, so that's what we're going to do for the rest of the episode. Okay, Heather is going to tell us the most important things to remember when packing for Disney. So we have it's our longest trip ever to Disney. This is our third time to go. And that we're going to be going to 5 park days, but 6 total days at Disney. So our last day will be Sunday, and that's our day off, that we're not going to go to a park. So it's going to be a lot. And we're driving to and from. So it's 11 hour, not 11 hours, it's like 10 hours to get from Clarksville, our house, to Orlando. So it's actually probably even shorter to the Disney, because Disney was, there's like a bypass that.
No, I've been mapping us to
All-Star Movies Resort.
Yes, to the resort. And it's, if you check it at like 1:30 in the day, it's 10 hours and 14 minutes. If you check it at 8:30 at night, it is 10 hours, 41 minutes.
What? If oh, that because makes sense. Because you're going to be going through like Atlanta at rush hour.
Yes.
So we're planning on leaving at the early part of the morning on Monday morning, Lord willing. And we are going to drive all the way through. Yeah. I hope there is a way around. Disney's, I'll just do All-Star Music because it's already in there. Wow, they're all right there, aren't they?
Uh-huh, they're next to each other.
Wow. Directions. 10-12. Okay, so let's see. Right now, wow, you were right. 10 hours and 53 minutes.
Oh.
That's because there is snow. And there's a crash.
Oh, my.
On I-475 in Atlanta.
I'm so glad we're not leaving, like, tomorrow.
Yeah. So that's why there is a long... Yeah.
But the weather is supposed to be nice while we're there. So that is a huge positive. It's going to be in the high in the 70s the whole time.
That is so cool.
But it's going to be the low in like the 50s.
Yeah.
So that's kind of cold
for me. Oops. That's going to take us 20 hours. Okay, I'm going to close that out. Okay, so what are... I accidentally drug a point somewhere. Okay, so what are the most important things that you need to remember? And we're taking 2 kids, remember. So if somebody is to prepare a trip to Disney, what do they need to know?
With kids?
Yes. Without kids, there's literally nothing you have to worry about.
Well, if you're going from November to February or March, you're going to want to bring a jacket or a sweatshirt, because it
light.
Yes, because it is cold in the morning when you're getting on your bus or Skyliner or whatever, monorail, and because it's cold getting on those and waiting outside to get on those.
Yeah.
And then you'll shed out of it pretty quickly by like 10. And then possibly leggings or pants or something. Snacks. Bring snacks. Waiting in lines is the only time your kids will holler that they're hungry. So chewy bars, Goldfish.
The most crucial part, though, get a stroller.
Yes, either bring a stroller or rent a stroller for kids up to 8 years old or right at like 7.
I wonder what you do if you don't have kids that are that age. Make them carry their own bag?
Yes.
Oh, interesting. We've only had a stroller every time we've gone.
Yep.
So I wonder what life is going to be like when we don't have a stroller.
In like 3 years?
4 years. Jessie's small. She'll be able to last a while. because it holds all of our junk.
Then somebody will be
able to... This will be our first time without a double stroller, though.
Yeah, that's true.
A double stroller is a pain in the neck to haul around.
But we'd rent one of those. Wonderful. Like,
yeah, you get to put a bunch of junk underneath there.
Yeah.
I need to take a backpack, don't I? Yeah. That's a good idea. I wonder what backpack I should take. I've got a bunch of them.
Do you want me to get you a Mickey one?
No, I've got camo ones.
Oh, okay.
Wait, where do I put the backpack, though? In the locker things?
No.
Oh, you just leave it with
If you want to pay $12 for a locker, you can, but...
No, like, in the... When you go to... Like, if you go on a ride, don't you... Oh, you can usually just take it with you, can't you?
Put it in front of you.
Or they have little...
Yeah.
Little slots to put your stuff. Like depending the Avatar
what,
ride.
Yeah, depending on what you're riding or whatever.
Dope. I'm going to pack me a backpack.
That would be helpful. Because then you can haul the snacks. Oh, I've got my
fanny.
What?
I've got my fanny.
What fanny?
It's a biker's fanny pack.
Please don't.
That thing is sick. It holds 2 water bottles and it's got 2 little side things. And it's got a big back pouch.
Are you going to wear dad socks too?
I could take a camelback. Dad socks, of course. I wear dad socks every day. I wear tall white socks every day. I got my cargo shorts too. I'm wearing those.
Stop.
Wear my cargos. The fanny pack's for guys today. I'm not sure I would ever get on board with that. Sorry.
It's too effeminate.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. If you wear one, you heard it from a woman that it's effeminate. And please stop.
Just wear cargo shorts. Those are way cooler. I'm going to take a backpack. That's a good idea.
Like, what in the world?
I think we were there last time, and I was like, I should have brought a backpack. I've got like 47 backpacks out there.
Well, let's talk about the things women put in.
Well, I think it's because dudes are starting to wear joggers and stuff now, and like workout clothes. I think all the Lululemon stuff doesn't have pockets, so they have to wear a little...
Stop.
Bag thing, like whatever, fanny pack.
No.
Yeah, it's really funny when you see a guy walk up to like a cashier and he's like unzipping his little fanny pack and I'm like, nope.
No, I just can't.
No.
I'm so bad.
I don't even know if I have any pants like that, so I just put everything in my pockets. But I also have a Ridge wallet, so... Which is my little like metal clip thing, which is awesome.
Anyway, back to topic.
Take a water bottle.
Yes. Take your own water bottle.
Don't worry about doing a collapsible one, which Heather tried to tell us to do last time, and that was a waste.
It was wonderful. What are you talking about?
I never used mine.
So much space.
I got my plastic Yeti bottle.
Okay. Well, anyway. Also, Florida Water in Orlando. I'm trying to talk.
Hold on. I need to go to Academy.
Why?
to get one of those mega clips.
What?
To get a mega carabiner clip.
What for?
To hang stuff onto the, whatchamacallit.
Oh.
That's good. Okay, go.
Anyway, what I've been trying to say is Orlando's water is very lime, sulfury water. Tastes like lime.
Hard water, yeah.
Yes.
Soft water.
And so take, even though they purify it, it still tastes funky. So take like Mio or some sort of...
What a hack.
Gatorade
I bought some Gatorade mix.
Take some mix to put in it, because otherwise you're just left sitting there unsatisfied in your water.
What a legitimate hack. I didn't even know about that.
Other hacks, leave halfway through the day. At some point.
We never do that.
Yes, we did.
Did we do that the last time? We
did that. Your mom had to have naps.
Oh, yeah. That was rough, though.
It's so much harder on you, I feel like, to leave during the day when you could just go get on the people mover or the train and ride the train and relax for a while around Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
Epcot has a few secret hidden playgrounds that are indoors.
Yeah.
At like Mission Space, there's an indoor playground that's hidden that you can go to. Most people don't really know about it. It's really cool too. It's like space themed. Then you could, there's other areas around like the parks that are not.
Yeah. All you gotta do is get on YouTube and watch all the different YouTubers out there.
Just
they'll show you the
go sit down.
Yeah.
It doesn't matter.
I am totally taking a backpack this year.
Yeah. I think you took one last time.
No, I didn't.
You didn't?
I think you were like, why didn't you bring one? And I was like, I probably should have. And then you were like, you didn't pack until the very last minute. And I was like, that's right.
Once again, Matt will be packing
Saturday
or Sunday afternoon.
Yeah, probably.
After we get home from church.
Just gotta get my mind right. Well, I don't have shirts this year, so I have shirts from the year before.
Yeah, you can bring those. I'm bringing all of ours.
I'm just gonna wear my embroidered church shirts. That's fun. I really want a good hat, though.
Let's get you a cute Mickey hat.
Yeah. I mean, might as well. They're just as expensive out of Disney. We need to go to Disney Springs when we get there then.
I know. I want to go do that tour of a DVC so I can get a gift card.
Yeah. But yeah, so what else for guys? What do you need? Good shoes?
Yes, walking shoes.
Shorts.
Bring multiple pairs of shoes for you and your kids, because you never know if it's going to torrential downpour and then your shoes are soaked for the next 3 days. So bring two pairs of tennis shoes or buy the little shoe rain covers that go on over your shoes.
We're going to try and do a cooler. I don't know how well that's going to work.
Well, that's going to be for at our room.
Oh.
We're not going to take it with us. Because you can't just take
it. I could take a legit backpack.
You can take a cooler backpack into the park.
I ain't doing that because I don't own a cooler backpack. No, I was thinking lunchbox. When you may need to go to Academy again.
Well, I got to go to Sam's anyway.
Do you think they have little lunchboxes in there that I could stick in a backpack just to have like... Maybe me and you need like a Celsius or an Alani like halfway through the day.
I don't need one cold.
Okay, you're going to drink a 75 degree.
Yeah.
Gross. But what if the girls want a cold drink? Like apple juice or something?
Like they all. When do they ever drink apple juice?
I don't know. I'm just trying to think of not spending $6 on a drink at Disney.
I know, they don't.
Things are outrageously expensive.
I mean, I don't need a
lunchbox. We are going to buy the cups.
The cups.
Oh, you can't use the cups unless you're at your resort, right?
Yes. And they no longer allow milk or juice. They only allow soda drinks or coffee.
What?
Maybe tea.
What do you mean they don't allow you to get milk?
They don't allow you to get milk and juice anymore in them.
Well, that's bootleg.
I mean,
so we're
we
not
could
even
ask.
Buying for the girls. I mean, that saves us $40.
But then we...
Oh, $50.
Then we saw tonight on our little Outdoor Boys show those Yoo-hoo bottle-looking milks.
Yeah.
That I always forget that you can get those.
Oh, yeah.
And we could just get those for our room for Josie's nighttime stuff.
But we also are going to be staying right... I mean, okay, so another good thing about driving is you can go drive to like a Publix or a Walmart.
I don't want to do that. What? I just want to take what we need to take.
I know, but if we ever had to, it's not that far.
I know, but that's not... on plan for me.
Yeah, nothing's on plan.
Yes, it is.
We have a cooler. She's going to go to Sam's and she's going to go buy stuff.
And that way we don't have to do anything. Well, buy stuff. I mean, I'm buying like...
You're not going to buy the milk yet.
I mean, I can get the little...
Oh, yeah.
What are those even called? Those are at Walmart. And so for breakfast, to save yourself lots of money, if you're not really into breakfast, protein shakes and bananas and cuties and like you can even cook sausage and take it with you and put it in their little beverage cooler and it'd be just fine. But yeah, so I like to, rope drop every single day. So getting up and going and waiting on Mickey Waffles is not going to happen because it takes way too long and then you're not at the park at your early time like you would want. So we aren't going to be doing mini Mickey Waffles on this trip. And I wish I could remember what those little milks are called, but they don't have to be refrigerated, and they're sold in...
Horizon.
That's what they are.
Horizon Organic Whole Milk.
And also, I always worry about what to do about milk, because...
12-pack is $13.
Josie drinks milk every night before bed, and I always worry about what am I going to do about milk, because you can't fit a whole jug in the little beverage coolers.
I can order it on Amazon.
And we can just get those. I can get them at Walmart.
Walmart has a thing called Better Goods.
Oh, yeah. That's the new stuff they came out with.
It's the... You need to look for the shelf stable.
What does that mean?
Just means it's... can sit on a shelf, I guess. Interesting.
What? Show me a picture.
This is... They're just shelf stable, so they can sit on shelves. They don't have to be refrigerated.
I want to know what makes them able to do that.
That creeps me out.
Is it not real milk?
Homogenized?
Ooh, what does that mean? That sounds disgusting.
I'll look it up. What does...
Does it say that on the label?
Shelf stable milk mean... Shelf-stable milk that has been pasteurized at a high temperature and packaged in a sterile container so it doesn't need to be refrigerated. It's also known as aseptic milk.
What?
Milk is heated to a high temperature for a few seconds, then rapidly cooled. This process kills harmful bacteria. Shelf-stable milk is convenient and practical, especially in places where refrigeration space is limited. It can be transported without refrigeration, which can lower costs for producers and consumers. Neat. Horizon Organic. It just takes out all the bacteria in it, but there is good bacteria in milk, too.
I know. I like raw milk.
So, like, highly pasteurized milk takes out all the nutrient benefits, I think. Just saying. Oh, well. You may want to go buy some just to see if she even likes it. Because if you buy a whole bunch and she's like, gluh. Let me see. What guy's sunglasses are good? But
I don't have any of those
either. I would bring like a strap for them.
Yeah.
Sunscreen. Sunscreen.
Patience. Those heel blister covers
are
definitely a must.
Patience. Take patience with you. Don't push yourself. Patience. What else do you need?
Don't listen to him. Push yourself.
No.
It's worth it.
It's not.
It's totally worth it.
No.
There are two
you don't different. Have to rope drop everything.
Yes, you do.
I mean, if okay, here's the thing. If you are only going like once in a blue moon, you may want to push yourself. But if you're going to go every year.
You go once a year. You're going to, yes, go. Nah. Rope drop every single day. You get the most out of it.
We're going to see how this goes. We're going to do a after Disney. I was like, we should chill and relax and just enjoy our vacation. And Heather's like, no, we're going to rope drop every day. And so if kids are screaming, which they've done really awesome every time we've gone. So Josie's gone once and she did amazing the first time. George has gone twice.
And Josie was three.
Yeah. And does amazing every time we go.
But this will be Georgia's first year walking the whole time because she has outgrown all stroller limits. So we will see.
We will take our time and we will sit down and rest places.
I know.
And chill.
I know.
That's what we're going to do. And we may just let Heather go walk around while we go and hang out and chill somewhere. And I'll carry my own set of snacks in my own bag. That way she can just look at us and be like, fine, I'm leaving. I'm going. I'm going to go see princesses. That is one thing I'm pumped about is we reserved a dining night at Askerhus. I don't even know how to say it. But it's in Epcot, and it is you get to see all the princesses. So the girls are going
to
be
pumped. At
least
4 to 5 of them.
Yeah. It would take you forever to see all those during the day at Epcot because the lines get wild. But it'll be fun. I'm curious to see how fun it is and good the food is. And it's family style dining.
It's kind of like a Thanksgiving meal.
Yeah. I don't know. I enjoy Disney. Disney's really fun. It is funny though because people are like, oh, poor dad. And I'm like, why? I love Disney. I mean, and you can do it smart. You can plan it in advance. Disney's usually aren't like on a whim vacations unless you just have lots of money, but for us that's not the case, so we plan it way in advance and we also forego like Christmas presents and we just pay it off before we go. Now I wouldn't suggest like not paying for it and just racking up debt. But yeah, there's some ways to help you. And that's like for Christmas, we just tell all of our family, like, just get us Disney gift cards. That's all we want. And so that helps too. So you need to plan for what? Usually like what? $500 to $700 extra when you go.
Maybe
that's for like a 3 or 4 day trip, so maybe close to $1,000.
Well, it depends. How much do you plan to eat? How much do you snack? How many meals
if
do you plan
on
eating?
If we can snack smartly.
So we don't do breakfast. That saves us like $40-$50, maybe more.
We don't do the dining plan.
We didn't do the dining plan.
And here's why we don't. Is because we have heard
and watched videos.
Yeah. In our research, it doesn't make sense to do the dining plan if you don't drink. So, is that right? Yeah. So, it only makes sense like if you're someone who drinks alcohol drinks. and we do not. So that's what I've understood. Maybe I'm wrong, but I know a lot of people, like we've talked to some people that are like, well, we do it just so it's all paid off and we don't have to worry about the extra food cost at the end of it.
Yeah, but then you're limited to what.
Yeah, then you get like one quick service and one regular meal. Like we, okay, so when we go in July, I paid for the, but we're also going to go to
Ohana.
We're going to go to nice places.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. There's, we'll test the waters
but
when we go.
But then also with a dining plan, have to know what places accept what and what's considered quick service, what's considered table service, what is considered a snack, what's not a snack.
It is funny though to see.
Too much to think about.
Yeah. It is funny to see the evolution, like, from our first trip with Georgia to last trip to now this trip. Like our first trip with Georgia, we like dining plan. We got up every morning, went and sat in the quick service.
There wasn't a dining plan yet.
We got some sort of plan, or we just paid for it.
We just paid for it. We didn't have a dining plan yet.
Well, we paid for quick service breakfast every morning.
Yep.
That was wild.
We had no idea.
Yeah.
That there was a better way.
Yeah. Just eat a donut or go eat a bagel in the morning.
My plan is to buy the $86 Mickey waffle maker for here at home. It's been my plan for the past 2 years and I have yet to break down and buy it. But that's how I'm going to enjoy Mickey waffles.
We ate
all the time.
Dinner there too.
We did. And it was good.
The food's good. Yeah. But wow. Like we ate breakfast and dinner there.
A lot.
Why?
That's because we were tired and we didn't know what to do and we didn't know about all the other better food options.
Yeah, we were such rookies.
Yeah.
We're still rookies, but we've learned a lot.
Yeah.
That's the fun thing about Disney is like you learn every time you go. Like, oh, we should probably do this, this, and this. Or like I learned... One thing I learned is let's not try to do 47 rides in one day. They're fun, but man, you get burned out really fast. Like it was probably pretty impressive how many rides we accomplished with two children and an older lady. But we were like running around these places, like getting after it.
But that was because we understood Genie Plus also.
Yeah.
But this time, it's multi-pass, and now we booked our first three rides for every day.
Yeah.
So that.
And we have two Magic Kingdom days, so.
Yeah, so we don't have to, like, go so hard.
Yeah.
On
that's exciting. And there's some people there that we're going to know.
Yeah.
So we make it to run into them one day.
Yeah. Super cool.
I don't know, but this Friday... We're actually going to do another episode, and it's going to be more of our Disney favorites, and it's going to be a fun episode because we need to plan for next week because we're not going to be here, and I'm not taking podcast dev with us. So, yeah, I don't know if there's anything else specifically that you need to take, but definitely a water bottle. Snacks, water bottle, anything that you can haul in, whatever you want, I think.
Mm. No glass bottles and no gum. Yeah. Well, they don't sell gum on property.
Yeah.
So if you want gum, bring it yourself.
Yeah. So, yeah, no glass bottles. So don't take glass bottles in there. But I'm pretty sure you can take anything else. Like, there's people, like, you can watch YouTubers. They're like, yeah, well, we will eventually make ham sandwiches and go sit somewhere. And I'm like, that's a little intense, but we're not going to be doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And be prepared for walking, which I'm excited about.
Yeah.
I like the walking part. Cool. Well, right. We're excited. I'm ready to go to bed.
Everyone, please pray for us to not all get the flu. And
yeah.
For our little Josie girl to not have any sickness.
Yeah. Okay. Well. Okay. We will see you later. Wow.
Bye.
Bye.